can run, but you can't hide. It's far too late for that. Welcome to the dark side, where the night never ends. As Fangoria presents Dread Time Stories with your host, Malcolm McDowell.
They were driving back from a midnight screening of the Texas Chainsaw Massacre, the special director's cut, when one of them saw the sign. It glowed through the mist above the empty street.
Hey!
What?
There's the Stop and Start Market, open 24 hours.
The munchies, huh?
Well, you got anything at your place?
Not much.
Maybe we should pick up some stuff.
Sounds like a plan.
Sorry.
No, can't you hear? I don't want that one.
Sorry.
Where's the regular man? He knows what I drink.
Please?
Behind you, on the shelf. The half pint. What are you, blind?
Sorry.
I don't need a bag. Just give it to me, or I'll take my business elsewhere.
Thank you.
Did you catch that action?
Last call for alcohol.
No, the guy working the counter. Where'd they dig him up?
It's the late shift. What do you expect? Get some Jiffy Pop. I'll grab a couple of beers. They won't sell it after 2 a.m.
You think he knows what time it is?
And some ho-hos or something. Meet you up front.
I got any condominiums?
Please?
Conundrums?
Please.
Yes! Right here, next to the power bars. Give me one of those, too.
Sorry.
Is this enough? I'm in a hurry.
Thank you.
Thank you, man. Saved my life.
I don't believe it.
Must have robbed his piggy bank.
The clerk. It's Juano.
Who?
You know, from the Mexican restaurant over on Washington.
You're kidding. What happened to him?
Looks like he hit the skids.
Please.
Hey, Juano, right? How's it going?
Please.
Haven't seen you in a while.
Sorry.
It's me, Whitey, remember?
Thank you.
How's Rena been?
Please.
Well, tell her I said hello, okay? Here's my number in case she lost it.
Please.
Just give it to her.
Sorry.
Why not?
How much?
I asked you a question.
Please.
Keep the change.
Hold on.
Forget it. Let's go.
Thank you.
Yeah, good idea. Something smells in this place. What time does Tube City here close?
Never.
Well, when do they change shifts? About 6 o'clock?
What do you care?
Think I'll have a little talk with old Juano when he gets off.
I told you, forget it.
Oh, yeah? I went out with his sister for 6 months. Now all of a sudden, I'm not good enough for her?
Let it go, man. It's the late shift.
Now, Fangoria's Dread Time Stories and The Late Shift.
It was late, and tomorrow was Saturday. So he let his friend crash on the sofa. When the phone rang a few hours later, he thought it was a joke.
Yeah. Who is this?
St. Sebastian Hospital.
What are you calling me for?
Your friend gave us this number.
You mean Whitey? No, he didn't. He's right here. Hey, Whitey! Where are you?
Well, located on 14th Street. Park in the underground lot.
Why?
I'm afraid there's been an accident.
I don't know anything, officer. I just got here.
Relatives?
Not that he ever mentioned.
There's an out-of-state driver's license in his wallet. How long has he lived here?
A couple of years, maybe. We both went to Santa Monica College.
Mm-hmm. Family out-of-state. Where would that be?
Don't ask me. Back on the reservation, I guess. Listen, if you'll just tell me what happened.
His car went over a cliff.
When?
Around dawn, near as we can figure.
Where?
Arroyo Seco Canyon.
But that's all the way across town. He couldn't have...
When was the last time you saw him?
Last night.
How much did he have to drink?
One beer.
We found an empty bottle of Jack Daniels in the car.
No way. He never touched the stuff.
That right?
He can't. He's Native American. Something about the enzymes in his liver. All he ever drank was beer. One, maybe two, and that was it.
Then how did all that alcohol get into his bloodstream?
You awake, buddy?
Hey, Jim.
What are all those lines on your face?
Pretty good, huh? I did them myself. It's Physohex and lead pencil. The nurse washes it off. I put it on again.
Looks like war paint.
It's for a funeral.
Yeah? Whose?
I saw the death angel last night. Did you hear what I said?
I hear your meds talking, that's what I hear. So are you going to tell me what really happened?
Ask Guano.
You had to go back there. Did you tell that part to the cops?
Sure. They always believe a drunken Indian.
Don't worry, I'll take care of Guano.
What are you going to do? Kill him?
How did you get in here?
What else do you remember?
Step outside, please. I have to run some tests.
We're not finished yet.
Are you family?
No.
There's a waiting room at the end of the hall. You can talk to your friend later.
I'm talking to him now. What else?
She knows. Don't you, nurse?
What is it we want to know now?
That's how you make your living, isn't it? Off death.
What a crazy thing to say.
Tell him.
Tell him what?
About the trial of the dead.
Be a good boy and give me your arm so I can draw some blood.
How does it work?
Can you make a fist for me?
The people that come here, what happens to them?
When?
When they die.
Really, this is most...
Tell him!
They're held downstairs temporarily. Now, will you please...
Then what?
If you're not going to cooperate...
Then what happens to them?
They're placed in cold storage until the family can make arrangements. Does that answer your question?
For how long? A couple of days? They don't stay there the whole time, do they?
This is room 626. I need backup.
Don't bother. I'm leaving. Hang in there, buddy. I'll be back.
Jim?
Yeah?
What I said last night... I was wrong.
About what?
That wasn't Tube City. This is...
Can I help you?
I don't know. Can you?
I'm pretty busy.
Do you remember me?
I get a lot of customers.
I used to come in here all the time. Matter of fact, I stopped by last night. Late.
Sorry. That's not my shift.
There was a new guy working the counter, standing right where you are now.
Must have been someplace else.
I don't think so.
I got a regular night man. 6-7 months now, so...
Is his name Guano?
Nope. is Dom.
You sure? Because I used to know old Wano. Only he was looking kind of pale. Greasy hair, fake mustache, even had makeup on.
Look, never heard of him.
Oh, it was him, all right. Ringing up the barcodes on the register. Good thing it's automatic. That thing was almost working him.
Look, if you're not gonna buy something...
I had a friend of mine with me. He saw him, too. Then, a little later, my friend ran into some trouble. You know anything about that?
I think you better get out of here.
Or what? You'll call the cops? Here, let me do it for you.
Excuse me, do you have Land of a Thousand Flushes toilet bowl cleaner?
We're closed, lady.
In the middle of the day?
Look, I'm taking inventory. Come back later.
Oh, well, I think I'll go to Price Busters. It's cheaper there anyway.
Whatever.
Hello, police department. I'd like to report a labor code violation. That's right. Illegal hiring practices.
All right. Come on, man. Look, what do you want?
Tell me about Wano.
Look, I don't have nothing to do with it. They send me these guys.
Who does?
The company. Sometimes they tell me to lay off my regular man for the graveyard shift. Especially when there's a lot of holdups. I mean, that's okay by me. Like, I don't want Dom getting shot up. I put the hours on his pay. But it goes to them.
Wano and his pals?
They don't get the regular wage. The company pays $3-4 an hour, tops. Maybe they're wetbacks, maybe they're not. I mean, who cares? Everybody makes money. You know how many stores we got? It adds up. Me? I'm glad we only use them after dark. I mean, you already seen Juan or whatever, so you know. And you know something else? And they all look messed up.
And why is that?
Talk to the guys in the van. They're the ones who bring them. Me? Man, I don't want nothing to do with it.
Nurse's station.
Room 626.
626. Oh, he was on the list for surgery this afternoon.
How's he doing?
Please hold.
Come on.
Are you immediate family?
I'm his friend.
Then I can't release any information about the patient.
I just want to know if he's okay. When's he getting out?
That's all I'm authorized to say. I suggest you contact the patient coordinating office.
Well, I suggest you call the patient by his name. It's White Feather.
Like a long, cold night here in Southern California, so try to keep warm. The time is 11:35, and now, here's a song for all...
Well, what do you know? They're early.
Let's go.
One coming out over here.
Please...
Move it, Greaseball.
He don't want to.
He don't know what he wants. Give him a booster shot, like I showed you.
I already did.
Then give him another one. Right in the heart.
Sorry.
Come on, pal. Open up your shirt. Attaboy. There. That ought to keep him going.
How's the pacemaker?
Well, let me check.
Put your ear right on it.
It sounds okay to me.
Walk him to the back door. Oh, no. Not him.
No, oh, good for one more night.
I mean, look at him. He's dead on his feet.
So prop him up.
What if he don't last?
He will, or your money back.
Look, man, I don't know. A guy came around asking questions.
About what?
Some friend of his last night.
You hear that, Manny? We shouldn't have done it. I got a record.
What'd you do, anyway?
Look, we got a lot more stops to make. You want him or not?
Look, I have to get home. All right. Bring him in.
He's all yours. Say goodnight, creep.
Thank you.
You drive for a while, kid.
I don't know.
You want to work for the company or not?
Now where are they headed? One way to find out.
Manny?
Yeah?
Don't it get on your nerves?
What?
The creeps.
Put on some music.
I can still hear them.
You get used to it.
And shut up for a while.
Hey, knock it off back there!
Yeah, that's better.
Watch it!
Manny, look in the side mirror.
What for?
I think there's a car following us.
You think or you know?
He's been on our tail since the market.
Turn at the corner.
It's a dead end.
That's the idea.
He's still there.
Maybe he's lost.
Maybe.
Pull over. Let's help him out.
What if he's a cop?
In a beat-up Toyota? Give me the tire iron under the seat.
I'll watch your back.
Now, watch this. Time to go to school. You lost?
Sorry?
Let me give you a hand, college boy.
That's all right.
I insist.
Didn't I see you before?
Before what?
Back on Pico at the stop and start.
What about it?
You dropped off an old friend of mine.
Did I?
Haven't seen Juano lately. What's he been up to?
You must think you're a pretty big man, huh? Following people around in the middle of the night, asking questions.
The only thing I want to...
Paulie! Get rid of this piece of crap.
How?
Shoot him with a trank. Then put him in with the rest of the creeps.
He came to in the back of the van. The wheels were humming. There was a sweet, sickening smell in the air. It reminded him of high school biology class and something else. He tried to remember what it was. After a while, he heard voices. They slipped in and out of a dream. The tranquilizer was wearing off.
Yes, ma'am. Exact. Take your chickens.
What in the...
Soon.
Yes, soon.
Who are you?
Soup of the day.
Soon.
It's coming.
Take your tickets.
Yes, sir.
This way. Where are we?
Heading home now.
Home for you, too.
It's coming.
Be here.
Where?
Here.
Always here.
Can you understand what I'm saying?
So cold.
We have to get out of here. Now.
Let us.
Cool it back there.
Step on it, kid. We're running late.
It's coming up.
Look in the map book.
I think I see the sign.
I shouldn't have let you drive.
There. Tiny self-serve gas. We never close.
Pull up to the booth.
Finally.
What's happening, Bato?
You bring my relief?
Sure did.
Nice one?
Special just for you. Give him the nice one, Paulie.
You got it.
How's the college boy?
Having sweet dreams.
Hey, hey. You're not giving me a dude, are you? Hey,
relax, Casanova. Introduce him to the swing shift.
You're up, sweets.
Which pump these whole credit cards?
Ain't she fine?
Ooh.
You don't like her?
She reeks.
So? She sits behind the glass.
She'll stink up the booth. Tiny says clean uniforms.
Give her yours. You're going home.
No way. I'd have to wash it.
Exact change only. Free air and water.
Might be worth it.
How come?
You get to put it on her.
Roll your window down and talk to the plastic chicken.
Welcome to El Pollo Muerto. Take your order. Chicken tenders, hot wings.
Sounds good to me.
On the way out.
Is that you guys?
Big as life.
You're late.
Good help's hard to find.
Come around inside.
Get him ready.
Wake up back there, chicky boy.
Take your order. Chicken tenders. Chicken wings, clucky bucket. Take your order, clucky bucket.
All done, boss?
One more stop.
We don't have any more except for College Boy.
Go up in the hills.
Oh, I get it. Another accident. But Manny, it's too soon. After last night...
Take the road up the canyon, past the cemetery.
What's up there?
You like TV, Paulie?
I guess. The ones with the car chases.
Well, where do you think they film those car chases? Not in Hollywood. Too much traffic. They like to get away from it all. Do anything they want.
You mean we're going to a movie set?
Second unit. That's where the real action is.
Man, oh man!
Hang a right. Go till you see the lights in a generator truck.
Let's go, people! Last shot of the night.
I'll set up over here.
Give me a minute!
Camera!
Ready.
Is the ramp clear?
All the way to the end.
You sure it'll hold?
Definitely.
Somebody dust the hood of the car. I want it to shine.
Yes, sir.
Where's the dummy? I can't see the dummy.
He keeps falling over.
Well, wire him up. Flares for the pyro.
Check.
Push the button. Soon as it goes off the ramp and touches down, this isn't a run-through. I need it in one. Now let's make it real.
Switch is set. On your count.
Wait.
Now what?
The dummy.
What's wrong with it?
Check the monitor. He's not looking so real.
What happened to the hat? Somebody put it on him. Pull it down low.
Can't. Won't match.
Why not?
He lost the hat in the previous scene.
So turn the head away.
He's supposed to be watching the road.
Then think of something. That's your job.
Give me a hint.
Let the car go by, pan from behind so the face doesn't show.
Then they'll see the end of the ramp.
Hey, I can lay a few more feet.
There's no time. One more hour, we lose the dark.
All right, how's this? A camera angle from in front? When the burn starts, we can't see him through the windshield because of all the smoke.
Then what's the point of the shot? Read the script. He goes off the end, comes down, and catches fire. We see him burning in the wreck. This isn't some old Starsky and Hutch. It's high def.
Who's that?
I don't believe it. Cavalry.
Hey, big guy.
How did you know?
I got ESP. This is Paulino, my new boy.
Hi. I seen your show lots of times.
I should have called you in the first place. Walk with me.
What do you need?
What's in the van tonight?
One male, fresh as a daisy.
You want him back?
Why? You gonna take him home?
Car crash. Real torch job.
Crispy critter time.
There won't be much left.
No problem. He was gonna get cremated anyway.
Is this for Streets of Pacoima? That's my favorite show. I watch it all the time.
Shut up, Paulie. One time only, huh? Cost you extra.
Invoice the studio. Make it for overtime craft services.
This one's off the books.
Then send the bill to my secretary.
Aren't you going to ask how much?
What choice do I have? We're over schedule. Either it's in the can tonight or I am. Donnie!
Yo!
Want to earn a bonus?
Sure.
He's all yours.
Huh?
Strap him in the car.
Let's go, sweet meat.
Take the mask off the dummy and put it over his head.
Him? But he's...
You've got a lot to learn about the business, son. Let me explain it to you. The man is a terminal cancer patient, all right? He wants to cash in his life insurance policy, or would you rather see his family on the street?
No, man, but I mean...
Here's 500 cash out of my own pocket. I consider it a charitable contribution. Now keep your mouth shut and do your job.
Please. Oh, man, you are one brave son of a bitch.
What?
Don't know if I could do what you're doing, man. Hey, just keep thinking about that beautiful wife and kids. Minute from now, it'll be all over. I'll use the extra pyro, man. You won't feel a thing. God bless you, man.
Fire extinguishers.
Here, boss.
Who wants to wrap this sucker?
Me!
Places. Once I yell action, we won't have a second chance. Get ready to burn, baby, burn. Let's light up the sky like the 4th of July.
He opened his eyes again to blinding light. He was behind the wheel of a car pointed into darkness. He tried to move, but the harness held him firmly to the seat. Then there was only the night and the sound of his breathing. The sky was black above the end of the ramp. The trees stopped moving and the crickets fell silent as the first crack appeared in the clouds. Something was coming. It would be here soon.
Track! All set! Dolly! Ready! Remote starter! Revving up! Roll camera! Action! Up the ramp! Ready to cue pyro?
What? Let me out.
Let me out!
What?
Get him!
But what happens to his wife and kids now?
Good luck, boys, because it's been a wet one. That'll have to do it for the late shift. If you're just getting off work, take her easy on the way home. And if you're ready to hit the freeways, take time to smell the flower.
Yes? Someone there?
Please.
Can I help you?
I have to get down the hill.
Car trouble? I could call a tow truck.
Please!
Come inside. You're soaked.
Lock it.
Why?
They're coming.
Who is?
They.
You don't look so good, mister. Why don't you sit down?
I need the police. They won't believe me unless I show them.
Show them what?
You won't believe me either. Where's the phone?
Right over there.
Give it to me.
Easy now. I'll do it for you.
Hurry, please.
Dee? This is Kelly, over at the shed. Listen, I have a young man here. He's in quite a state. Hold on. Do you need an ambulance?
Just the police.
He wants to speak to the authorities. Aha. Uh-huh. I understand. I called the main building. They'll take care of everything. Meanwhile, how about some coffee? That's fresh.
The police are on their way?
Sure are. Won't be long. Now, why don't you tell me what happened? An accident, was it?
No accident. They drugged me. I remember some kind of needle gun. Not what they gave the others. They got a different drug to keep them awake. And something else.
Who are we talking about now?
The ones no one sees. They're all around. Gas stations, fast food places, all-night markets, while everybody else is sleeping. So wrong.
Is it? Somebody has to do those jobs, wouldn't you say?
You don't understand.
Then why don't you explain it to me?
What is this place?
The grounds office. Don't worry, you're safe now.
But the van will be back, they'll look for me.
Which van is that?
The blue one.
Ah, I think I know the one you mean.
You said this is the grounds office? What kind of grounds?
Why, dry lawn, of course.
Dry?
Dry lawn cemetery. Where do you think you are?
Keep away from me.
Why make it hard? You don't have to run anymore.
Stay back.
It's so much easier this way.
You go to hell.
Excuse me, driver. Is this the bus to Long Beach?
No, ma'am.
Oh, dear. See, my car broke down and I have to get to work.
Transferred, Rim Powell. Watch your step. All right, all aboard.
Hey, what's the matter with that guy? Hey,
watch out, fella. What are you, blind? The light says don't walk.
Give me your phone.
No way.
I need it.
Get your own.
Please.
Hey, there's a payphone in front of the flower shop.
Get me the police.
What is your emergency?
Just put me through.
Your name?
It doesn't matter, please.
What address?
I don't know the address. I want to report a crime.
What kind of crime, sir?
I'll explain it when they get here.
Sir, this number is for emergencies.
This is an emergency. You have to do something. There's a van, a blue van. There may be others, I'm not sure. I think they work with the hospital.
Hospital?
And the cemetery. They have to be in on it. They take people who die, and they use them. A day, 2 days, as long as they can. They've invented a way to...
Slow down. What medications are you on?
I'm talking about criminal activity.
I'll connect you with the mental health hotline.
I don't need a psychiatrist.
For future reference, the direct line...
Will you listen to me? What happens to people when they die before they get put in the ground? It's a scam. If you don't have any family, you're out of luck. They won't let you rest till they get one last pound of flesh.
Sir, you need help.
Don't you get it? They'll never let us rest as long as there's money to be made. It's the system. They want to bleed us dry. We're in it like rats.
Give me an address. I'll send someone.
They shoot you up with some kind of super adrenaline right in the heart. And then there's a pacemaker, a little silver thing they strap to your chest to keep it pumping. Just enough. All you can say is please, sorry, thank you, stuff like that. But it's the cheapest labor there is. Who will bury them? That's what I want to know. What kind of sick, twisted...
Try to remain calm, sir.
Why won't you listen to me? What's the number? It's gotta be in the book.
Please deposit 50 cents for the first 3 minutes. You have reached the Los Angeles Police Department. All our personnel are busy serving other citizens. A representative will take your call in the order received.
Damn it!
Please remain on the line. Please depart. Good morning, St. Sebastian's. May I help you?
Sixth floor.
One moment. Nurses Station.
626.
Oh, are you immediate family?
Yes.
I'll get the attending physician.
This is Dr. Benway.
Let me talk to him.
That's not possible.
Then wake him up.
I'm afraid he never regained consciousness.
What?
When you're ready to make arrangements, the coordinating office will take care of everything. Or, if you'd rather come in, Mr. Macklin.
How do you know my name?
I could have someone there in a few minutes. We want to make this as easy as possible.
He stood there in the cold, gray morning light and watched them come. All around him, people were on their way to work. Their eyes looked glazed like sleepwalkers. He wondered how long till they, too, would be replaced. Now he remembered the smell in the van. Formaldehyde and something else, drifting on the air from a flower shop. It was the thick, sweet smell of a funeral. For a moment, he felt frozen, unable to move. There was no longer anywhere to run, or if there was, he could not think of where that might be. They came on and on.
Hello, sweet meat. Good to see you again. The Late Shift was adapted for radio by Dennis Etchison and based on his short story. Heard in the cast were David Pasquese, Carmen Bahuyo, Danny Goldring, Dale Rivera, Christian Stolte, Jim McCants, Jeff Lupitan, Ivan Vega, Roderick Peebles, Lisa Wolf, Colleen O'Neill, Meg Thalken, Sandra Delgado, Joby Cerny, Sarah Court, Kevin Court, and James Earl Jones II. Fangoria's Dreadtime Stories with host Malcolm McDowell is a copyrighted radio feature produced and directed by Carl Amari. Executive producer Thomas DeFeo. Associate producer Chris Rowe. Sound design, custom Foley effects, recording, and editing are produced in the Cerny American Sound-to-Picture Theater by sound designers Craig Lee, Bob Benson, and Tim Cerny. Original music composed and conducted by Chris Alexander. Join us next time on The Dark Side, where the night never ends, for another fascinating story presented by Fangoria Magazine. Jim McCants speaking.